Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
We
give thanks to the Lord. Today we have opportunity to honor our mothers, to recognize the hard work of the mothers in Christ that we have given by the Lord. The title of my message today is You is My Mother. And this title talk about very personal individual between the mother and me. Mr. Jin has given a poem, I Owe You Mom, is a title. It's a very, very poem. I hope that you, in the second part, like, I repay you, Mom, not just I owe you. The congregation on Vancouver, a songwriter, written with the title, You Are My Mother. And that song has been translated to English as well. And the song is sung by many youngsters in Sunday concert. You are my mother. I give you this funny song. I love you much. Always love you, Mom. Yeah. The mother's love is something very special in the heart of the mother for the children. Many years ago, a survey was made of a town, and a certain door, the surveyor asked the woman who answered the door if she had any children. Suddenly, she began to say, well, there is Willie, Horace, Forrest, Grace, and Ethel. The surveyor interrupted and said, never my names, I just want numbers. The mother replied, they haven't got numbers. Every one of them has a name. To this mother, her children were known by a number. They were known by a name. All the mother has a very special recognition to their children. Nancy Lincoln was unfortunate. He lost his mother when he was 9. Her name was Nancy Lincoln. With the greatest lesson, with the short time that's left, Abraham Lincoln, a love of her mother to him, he said, I remember my mother's prayers. The greatest lesson I have learned were at my mother's knees. I remember my mother's prayers, and they have always followed me. They have clung to me all my life, and that I am or hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. Maybe each one of us is owing each of our mothers something, but may our life know how to repay her. Today, I want to share with you three things based on the passage that we have read about a Rizpah is a concubine of King Saul. The first thing that we see, the mother can do something the children cannot know. The second, the mother can do that others cannot do. And the third point, that the mothers can do even her could not imagine. Let's pray for guidance. May you guide us, Lord. We are thankful because we have our mothers. And from there, we inherit the inherited from you. May our life know how to be thankful to you and thankful to our mothers, those that you have use to express your love to us through our mothers. May you guide us so that we can say, Mother, you are my mother. May you bless each one of us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Vietnamese has a poem to show the great work of the parents. The mountains is compared to the work of the fathers to the parents. But the love of mother, just like the source of water. We don't know how much from the source the water, but the water keeps flowing and flowing. What the mothers have done could be in secret, but it's given to the children. The songwriter Ivan has become very, very famous in the Vietnamese culture, and it's registered whether we know how to sing or not. That song become very familiar. The mother's vessels like a sacred ocean. Mother's love flow like a gentle sweet stream. Mother's words up like whispering rice field. Setting moon shone on sweet singing mother. Maybe this songwriter tried to use the picture to express the love of mothers, the source of spring, the shadow of the moon. But though we can use whatever image, we could not express the kind of love of the mother for her child. Here we think about the thing of mother named Rispa. This was in present we have to after David had became king in place of King Saul, and Saul's family and his family has been destroyed. Saul did not love the Lord, and so the Lord used the later generation to destroy the family of Saul because he did not fear God. And in there is a concubine, and also living in his palace is his, her name is Rispa. In verse 8, saying that the two sons of Rispa has given to Saul and five others, and there at Gilead they killed that family and they hung those bodies in the mountain there, Gilboa. If a mother lost a son, this is a very difficult suffering. The death of her two sons, Rispa, is even more poignant because instead of two of them, their bodies had been hung on that mountain instead of being buried. Rispa had felt very poignant that happened to her two sons. And what we have read, that Rispa, daughter of Aya, took sackcloth and spread it out for herself on her roof. From the beginning of the harvest till the rain poured down from the heavens on the body. Dear congregation, the mother could do something to necessary for her children. And usually, if those children may is for, but Rispa, outside of her love to grow them up, now two of her sons died before her. That is a long loss. But the mother will do anything for her children that their children would not know. And Rispa, what had done is could not be, is that in the morning she did not let the birds touch them, and by day, or the wild animal by night. She watched, keep watch over the bodies. She did not do it over a few days, but in few months, the scripture said she was there at the beginning of the harvest. And in May, they do harvest. And on September 10, when the rains come, they continue to seed the field. So this concubine was a living in the royal palace of the King Saul. She was comfortable in the palace, but because of her love of her son, she lie on sack on the rock and to monitor the bodies, the two dead bodies there. Each mother has a sacrifice to her children that the children would not know. When my father had pregnant of the first daughter, about 4 months, then my wife has an appendix issue, must be have an operation there. And now we want to face an issue that if we have general anesthesia, it could affect the embryo, so that my wife decided would not have general anesthesia, only local anesthesia at the point of operation. That is maybe my daughter did not know, but that is something a mother can do for her child that the child would not know. Sometimes I ask my wife to go out to dinner. So have a nice dinner, just two of us. And so we went to a buffet, a Chinese buffet, and let's go there and eat. And my wife said, what about Jama? Let's take him. That's my grandson, because they were living with us at that time. The heart of a mother is taking care of, remember, the grandchild and children. And so to the last, my papa, but make sure we have enough for Jamal and Destiny after school. I think that this is the thing that is wonderful that the Lord has put in the heart of the mother to express the kind of love that God has for us, that God created us. The mother has to sacrifice, the children do not know. There's a girl named Juanita. She was recounting a poor family. She didn't have nothing apple. And sometimes the father can bring home a squirrel, and that is a big dinner for the family when the father can capture a squirrel. And one day he brought up a squirrel, and the mother said, why don't let me eat the head? Because that's the best part of the squirrel. Many years later, Juanita recognized that the head of the squirrel has nothing in there. The reason she told us that, because she wanted to leave the meat part for her children, so that the children can eat, that does not have to worry about the mother. Dear congregation, when the mother begins to have a sign of pregnancy, she hopes that will have a son or daughter. And when the embryo just formed, doesn't know whether boy or girl, the mother hopes that the person will be born with great health, nothing of illness. When she gave birth, the mother hoped that will be an intelligent person. When the about to talk, the son or daughter about to talk to child, that the hope will be that he will be a good student. When he grows up, the child is hoped that he could find a good job, have good salary, have some social standing, and even be married-ish, that the mother can find a family. So when, doesn't matter how old the child is, the mother will never cease to hope for a good life for the mother, because the mother is mother. The songwriter even said, the mother will awake so many nights. She spent many restless nights, but very glad when her children slept well. She loved children days and nights. She took troubles, raised them to adulthood. the emotion of a mother to the child. That is the image that we can see from God to us, that God created us for himself, and he loves his creation more than a mother loves her child. The key verse says, can a mother forget the baby at her breast? The nourishing child, the mother could not forget that child. Or the mother have no compassion on the child she has born. But if there's only a child, all the mother will concern. But the Lord said, though that lady may forget her at her breast, or she can forget the compassion of the child her birth, but the Lord said, I will not forget you. This is the love that God used, the love of a mother to the child, to show us his love for us. May the Lord give us, feel the love of the Lord to us. We have been born, we have a physical body, but who gave us life? That came from the Lord. From God. The parents can give us a form, whether we are healthy, how we grow up, all of that based on the Lord. The parents can give only, that's only a hope for parents to have good things in life, when all the blessing of the blessing from the Lord. So that though we can worship the Lord or not, we have to recognize one thing. We receive life from God. That our descendants also receive life. The good health, intelligence is from God. Dear congregation, is there any mother to give birth to a defect child? And so she was... Nobody hoped to have a defect child. But if God does not protect them, that the child, if he's not protected, can get into difficult illness, that would not be what we want. Or the heart may be too hard, or the hand is too small for them. Nobody wants a child that is unusual. But the parents could not change anything about the condition of the child. When a child is born of goodness, that is the blessing the Lord gives. So a mother can do things to the child that the child does not do. The Lord has done many things in our life that we do not know. The second point, the mothers can do things that others cannot do. There's a quote saying, there are many machines that run in many hospitals, but there is no machine as enduring as the love of a mother for her child. The songwriter Ivan said, through the storm, a mother would not mind to do all for her children. She loved her children until her hair turned gray. Her heart is dedicated to the love of her children. Her lullaby will always be there for life. There are two kids, one named Bobby, one named Jackie. They were fighting for a piece of cake. And finally, there's one piece cooking, and two of them fight. And they were fighting so loud, and the mother said, see what's going on. And seeing that the reason there's only one piece of cake or cookie, and they were fighting over it. So the mother said, for you not to fight, let me eat that so that you don't have anything to fight over. And then Jackie said, oh, mother, on this world, there is no such mother. Even though they are young age, they recognize it on this world. If it's a mother, there is no such mother that would take the cake from the child to eat. Rizpa is concubine, the story who was used to the royal palace, but when her son was hung on the mountain and she used a sackcloth, spread it on the rock and lie over it to monitor, to keep over the body from the beginning of the harvest season to the end of the season or the next season. And from May until October, she was keeping watch with the purpose. You would not let the birds approach the body, or the wild animals would not touch them at night. When they were, she looked at the body of her two dead sons. Brisbane was broken hearted. She could not make the two sons rise again. But when, as long as the two bodies has not been buried, she will keep watch over on the sackcloth on the ground. She would not allow to bury the bodies, but she has the ability to keep the birds and the wild animals from destroying the body. When she looked at the bodies, every day become more with it, but the love of Rizpa for the two sons never fades. When I was young, I was in a poor family, so I learned of sewing for myself so that I can sew for myself. When I marry, I make clothes for my children because I didn't have a lot of money to buy clothes. My mother bought material for me to sew. And why don't you make me some clothes? Oh, I'm not as good as others. It would not fit you. But my mother said, doesn't matter. I just want to wear what you sew for me. The congregation that expresses between me and my mother is a tight relationship. My mother has money to pay a professional dressmaker in the church, but she said, I like to wear what you make for me. And that clothes has some relationship on the things that I made for my mother. I could not make a good dress, but she wears. Many times she would allowed me to eat the portion, even from her own portion. I have my children, and then my mother would share some chocolate for me. And my father would have many waffle fruits. And she asked me to climb to pick the fruits for the market. And I put it in the basket. It's very heavy. Could be 20 kilograms or 40 pounds. And sometimes I was not have time, and she carried herself on the shoulder to carry to market, afraid that she would be late for the market. I grew up, I have married to have my wife, but we lived together with my mother. And sometimes she was cooking for the family. And she brought the food into the room, and she took the dirty clothes and took it away of my clothes or a few clothes of my child to do hand washing. And so my wife said she couldn't do that, but my mother wanted to do something for me, for my family. So the mother can do other things that other cannot do. Maybe if mother would not do anything, maybe she would not live with the knowledge that she could do something for them. She would be more satisfied if she can perform certain things for her children. The songwriter said like this: mother's love flow over village near, far mother's love grows, moon and mountain listen, her lullabies flow over forest and stream, Pacific waves silence to hear her sing. describing the great love of Mother. Even the waves of the Pacific Ocean were silent to listen to her sing. After the war in 1975 in Vietnam, my old church had some ladies. They were well-to-do in the society. Before, I didn't see them to do anything for their family because they have servants in the home. But until 1975, many husbands were sent to communist education camp. And I saw the wives. They were have position in society because they have good ranking in the military. Now they forgot their position in society. They went into the faraway part to find some raw meat at the cheap price. And they have to hide from the government to bring home and sell it, resell it in the retail market. And they put the raw meat in their legs. But they have done that, those shameful acts, so that they can have money to raise their children, even the husband in the education camp. These images, you see that all these images told us that if the mothers could do, others could not do, God can do more that nobody can do to everyone. To save a sinner, God has come into this world to carry a human body. He did not find it. He came into the world to sacrifice for us. He wants to save all that he has created. And so when we look at the love of a mother, will help you and me understand, though the mother can forget the baby at her breast, or have no compassion on the child she is firstborn, though she may forget, I will not forget you. There's a song by a songwriter. The song, Mother, you are the most beautiful person in my life. This is the lyrics, is very sweet. Express the children be thankful for the mother. I want to sing this song to express that my mother has passed away. And so I'd like to ask the mothers of my children. And so we and I and the mothers and we, I'd like to invite Nick to the mother of Nick also. I'd like to sing the song to show appreciation, to be thankful to the mothers. What the mothers have taught us is always fear the Lord and love the Lord. And I hope that the love of God continue to pour into the mother's heart to have life. I'd like to invite Miss Ki, Miss Ki. I'd like to sing this to show appreciation for the mothers of those who are standing here. The lyrics express the appreciation from the children to the mother. How
how sweet is the mother's milk to nourish me. Your heart is so great.
In the night, you sing a lullaby
so I can go to sleep.
How sweet is her voice singing a lullaby.
When I'm sick, your heart will hurt. Every hour, you're always next to me when I'm here. Every time, you raise me up to adore. You are the most beautiful person in my life. I think there are many in this world, but we have to come to a conclusion. There's only one great person. This is the mother. It's the most beautiful person in our life. May our life will express our appreciation for the most beautiful person who gave life to us. We thank God for a kind mother the one who always protect me and take care of me. We're taking of my needs. She teach me how to sing when I was young. May I remember all the teachings of my mother. Always fear the Lord and love others. I pray that the Lord will give you joy so that you'll always be next to me. I pray to God to give you joy, Mother, so that you can be always next to me. We pray the Lord that the joy of the Lord will be in you so that you always be next to me. May the Lord bless you as well as all the mothers to have joy in the Lord. God bless you. The third point that we wish me sharing, mothers can do things she would not even imagine. Rispa has monitored the bodies of her two dead sons. She has no hope except that she does not want the birds or the wild animals to destroy the body. However, the love of Rispa has overcome. She overcome the wild birds and the wild animals, and she can win over the wild animals to destroy the body. She overcome the laws of the king so that the two bodies were get married. David was notified of what Rispa has done. Five, 6 months has passed. A price that Rispa must pay
to go out and lie under the open sky to watch over the two dead bodies. And she had paid a big price. David has sent someone from the Gibeonites to took those bodies down, and that King David took Saul and to bury with those who were dead on that mountain. So the two sons of Rizpah, Ammoni and Mephibosheth, has been buried with King Saul. Dear congregation, the love of the mother Rizpah has been that shameful death was be buried in a careful manner according to Jewish custom, and she was very honored. When I was young, I heard a prayer of her for me. I've never heard that she would pray for me to go up to be an engineer, a doctor, or do well in business, be rich. But I only, she prayed one thing that I said. She prayed to God, dear God, let my son Jung to go up to be a servant of God, so that to glorify you, the congregation. My dream of my mother has become reality, but she had to pay with the departure because I left Vietnam for America. I looked at my mom the last time, so I could not cry, but it got deep inside of me. I did not know that last time that we said goodbye was the last time. A mother always do something that she could not even imagine. This mother said to her son, the Lord will help so that you become an intelligent, a good person, and the person, if without mother, God would not be able to help me. He recognized that the Lord give him a mother so that by the Lord's help, to help the mother take care of her child. So he said, without you, mother, the Lord would not be able to help me. Rizpah, we have a mother. There's an image of God in our life. The song by the Sarah Eat this other. The song concludes like this. Whoever on road went to somewhere away, despite hardship of life journey and high tides, sunlight may dim, but love will never die. Wish to return to live near mother's side. Hoping to return to live near the mother's side. Doesn't matter at what age, to lose the mom is a big loss. I have lost my mom. I was an orphan of my mother when I was about 50. But you and I just look at the image of the mother so that we can understand the image of creation. When we look at the great heart, we can see the great love of God that created this world. There is no mother can forget to feed her baby. The mother could not forget her only son, though she may forget. I will not forget you, the Lord said. With us, the Lord would not want to see us to go toward perish. God has a love for her that would not allow us to die in shame, to give us life in glory. The kind of love that only to make us a good person, but with the power to change the life of a believer and the destiny of the believer. In the Mother's Day, express the love for our mothers while we still have her. Just like having God inside us. I hope that this message this morning reminding us the love of God for us, that we can see, that we can feel by the love of our mothers for us. There are still many mothers that can forget how to nourish. Maybe there are mothers who can forget for her firstborn, but the Lord said, no, they may forget their child. I will not forget you. May the Lord bless each one of you. Let's all stand with turn our heart to God for prayer. We are thankful, Lord. We are thankful because if we could not understand the love of a mother for us, maybe we would not understand the love of God for us. But give us the perspective of our parents' love to the children so that we can understand we have been created on this earth for the good purpose. And as you created us for a good purpose, but sometimes try to forget our purpose. May you help us to see the blessing when we still have our parents next to us. We hope that our parents will always have good health so that we can be always close to them. May you help us. When we see the love from our parents on us, that day we can understand there is a greater love than that from the Lord, the God, our Creator. May you bless us. We thank you. We lift up all the mothers into your hand for them to fulfill the responsibility you have given them. We give for those children who still have mother. Help us to follow your commands so that we can love our parents while we still have our parents with us. May you give us our faith can be expressed of a character in our life. We live all of us with a thankful heart. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.